Visit guitarcenter.com for details.
All right, Frank, I'm not a big fan of these slogans, people that put plaques up in their homes and offices. You know, these sayings, these motivational things. Behind every cloud is a silver lining. One door closes and another one opens, blah, blah, blah. But I will tell you this. Sometimes I think that stuff is true, that one door shuts, another one opens. We had a bank. I spoke for this bank for 9 years. It was a great relationship. And then they got a new president, and he was going to do things differently, and we lost that bank. Well, the good news is along came First Community Credit Union, and now for some, I don't know, 8 years or so, they've been a terrific partner with this show. Exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning, and the place where I do all of my banking, all of it. I'm going to invite you to do that too, because you probably don't have a real good reason for banking where you bank now. Really, if I ask you why, it's just because that's where you started banking so many years ago. Why bother to change? It's a hassle. No, it's not. Close your accounts and open them all. Start new at First Community Credit Union. I think you'll be very glad you did. Great rates, great people, a great place to bank, and the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 42 locations. First Community Credit Union. You can find out a lot more at firstcommunity.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
like the doctor said the day you were born, it's gonna get ugly.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, Vacation Edition, day number 3. Frank and Ian and Dan and about 100 of our loyal listeners are no doubt basking in the sun in Jamaica. We are the survivors of Snowpocalypse 2016. I am Paul Harris. Tim Weiland is here. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hello, Paul.
And Josh Gilbert, filling in for Ian behind the control board.
Hey there.
Everybody okay?
Yeah,
you bet.
How much longer than usual did it take you to get out of here and get home yesterday?
I take back roads, so I was pretty good.
Yeah?
I stuck around here until 6:45, and I had no problem.
Yeah. The difference between the three of us is Tim has the secret cameras that he can look at and see exactly where things are bad. And if he stayed 45 minutes after the show, things must have been really bad
on
the roads
you
would
bad.
Normally take to get home. Yeah. I normally would get out of here and go Page Avenue West and then 141 South, which is not normally really, really crowded when we get off the air at 6 o'clock. But yesterday, of course, every major road, as you reported all afternoon, was just packed with people
right.
who were freaking out because we had an inch of snow on the ground at that time, and later it grew to be 2 or 3 inches, depending on where you are. So when I left here yesterday, and having heard your reports about the intersection right outside our studio here of Page and 270, that nothing was moving in any of the four directions, I said, well, I'm not doing that, and I went to Google Maps. And instead of making a right out of Westport, Google Maps told me to make a left out of Westport and go around the back and take, as Josh said, back roads
right
to go to my house. And it was really, really good and really, really easy and only took me about 5 minutes longer than it normally would to get home in the afternoon. But here's what I found interesting. Other people obviously were using Google Maps as well. Or maybe they go home that way all the time. It's not a regular route. We were driving through neighborhoods. And I was not familiar with any of the roads because I had never been through those neighborhoods before. So I was thinking, you know, Google Maps would tell me, you know, you're making a left in 0.2 miles, making a left in 0.1 miles, making a left in 400 feet. But it was snowing, and it was dark, and so I wasn't really sure where the intersection was going to be. And then after about 5 minutes, I realized I don't have to worry about that. All 10 of these people ahead of me are going the same way.
Yeah.
Everybody's snaking their way through the exact same subdivisions, the exact same way. And we ended up coming out on the road that I needed to get to and got home with very little problem.
I feel like in weather like that, you can bend, if not break, most traffic rules anyway.
Meaning?
Meaning, yeah, I'm sliding a little here, or the line should be somewhere around here.
Are you saying you don't necessarily have to come to a complete stop at a stop sign?
That, and you don't have to stay in your own lane, and
it's okay. Yeah, it's okay to fishtail.
Yeah, just a, yeah, a little bit.
Let me just say right now, it's people like Josh who make sure that Tim has a job doing traffic.
I think people are a lot more forgiving.
Yeah, the lines are just a general idea; they're not a rule.
You follow the headlights in front of you. That's all you got to do.
Well, I agree with that.
I guess taillights.
Taillights.
You follow the headlights. Yeah, then you talk to Tim.
Yeah, right.
I will say that when I am on a major road with multiple lanes and everybody is in the one lane that has been created by the previous traffic,
right.
You know, there are those two tire track marks that are going up there, and there's nothing going on in the other lane, and it's too slow for me. I'm the one who goes over into that new lane, and I create those new tracks in that lane.
I'm the same way. I do
take
the same
chances
thing.
But I've driven in snow many times in my life, and not a problem for me. I know how to handle it, and I know what the vehicle can and can't do.
That's it. It's if you know. I love driving in snow. I mean, I love it. If it snows, I'm going to take the car and just go out and drive around.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to drive in snow. I know a lot of people do, but there's a lot of people that don't. Mm-hmm. So I'm the same way on 255. This morning, from the JB Bridge over to Cahokia, you had the two lanes that were clear, and the one lane was packed down. But the trucks were getting traffic backed up, and so I went around in that lane, and you just have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't go too fast because then you're going to start, you know, you might hit that slush bump or whatever and start sliding. So,
yeah.
And I have no problem with it.
No, either do I.
Yeah.
Either do I.
I will say last night, it would have been interesting to be in the airplane to see it, but I don't think I've ever seen, there was an accident on eastbound 270 at Washington Elizabeth.
Okay.
And when I
right
left
by
here,
Londoff's place.
Right by it. Could have been somebody going to, you know, check out a car and just missed the exit or something. Mm-hmm. But the traffic was complete. I don't know if they had the highway shut down or if just a lane of that. But when I left here, it was from Page to south of Highway 40 was like a parking lot. And when I pulled out on Page to 270, I looked up and it went all the way up to 70. They said that lot that went from south of 40 all the way around the bend to Johnny Londos.
Wow.
Washington Elizabeth. It was not moving at all. That was going the opposite direction.
Wow.
I'd never seen that. Never seen it like that.
And that was with 2 or 3 inches of snow.
Right.
you know, let that be the worst storm we have this winter.
Yes.
Let's not get a foot or 2 feet or any of that nonsense. Lots of stuff to get to on the show today. Dr. Doug is going to be on in about an hour. If you got questions about your pets, I would think that people, particularly in bad weather, cold weather, snow outside, you're going to go walk your pets and maybe have questions about how to handle that. He'll be along. We're off today at 5:30 because there's a Mizzou basketball game that we carry. So we'll get to some knuckleheads in the news and Mike Evans before that in the 5 o'clock hour. And today's show is dedicated to Jack Dorsey. Not a member of the Dorsey family that has run KTRS for a couple of decades.
Jack Dorsey invented Twitter.
The St. Louisan who was one of the group who invented Twitter and, of course, started a new company called Square. Today was a really, 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 really bad day for Jack Dorsey.
Why is that? What happened?
A couple of weeks ago, he was worth more than $2 billion.
Okay.
When the stock market dropped today, at one point, he was down to $944 million. How was he going to make the mortgage?
Man.
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking of going with a Kickstarter account to help him out.
Yeah.
Boy. See, I don't think that... I don't get how the stock market works, Paul.
Yeah, I know you don't.
But if you're not liquid $2 billion...
Yeah, he didn't actually lose it. Okay, but then again, right. He didn't actually have it.
Right.
Because it was all stock that he held.
All funny money to me.
Yeah, but to go from $2 billion to under $1 billion in just a couple of weeks, I don't care how strong a person you are internally, you got to admit that you gulped a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
You looked at that number. Honey, don't come in here. Don't look at this, honey. Whatever you do. No, it's not a good day here. I've talked a lot about concussions on this show over the years and urged everybody to go see that Will Smith movie, Concussion, which we even talked about yesterday on the show. And I have a couple of stories related to it that I want to share with you here this afternoon. One of them involves a teenage football player from New Mexico named Sean Nieto. He's a star running back who, in the state title game, the championship game in New Mexico, right around Christmas time, actually scored 5 touchdowns. 5 touchdowns in one game for a running back. That's pretty good. But there's question about whether he should have been allowed to compete in that state title game, because the week before, in the semifinal, he was involved in a play where his helmet and another player's helmet hit pretty hard, and he was laid out, and they pulled him from that game with the concussion protocol. The NFL is not the only place with concussion protocol. They also have it at the state level in many states. So his team still went on to win the semifinal and advanced to the final, to the championship game. And the state's rules for concussions had him checked out and said, you know what, this kid should not be able to play in the title game. Well, I just told you that he did play in the title game, and he scored 5 touchdowns. So how was he allowed to play? His parents fought back and got a temporary restraining order against the state so they could not prohibit him from playing in the game. They talked to the Washington Post about this yesterday, and I have the story in front of me here. They say, concussion is the bogeyman blanket that they're throwing in sports now. This is Peter Nieto, Sean's father. He says, when it comes to concussion fears, quote, we're not rookies. We know what a concussion is, unquote. Now, that sounds to me like a father who loves his son, but also wants his son to not be stopped in his efforts to get to the state title game and hopefully then use that as a springboard to a college scholarship or whatever it is, and isn't looking at the long-term picture.
Right.
And this is a big problem for a lot of the people who are playing football at high school and college, and even in the pros, who don't understand this danger that has become apparent really only in the last few years, after the NFL finally agreed to stop financing the bogus science that said, no, concussions aren't a big problem. Well, now we know that they are. Here's what happened. This family said that Sean, their son, had not suffered a full concussion because they know. They're not rookies. They know about this sort of thing. He just had possible concussion symptoms. And so they insisted on having their doctor look at Sean. And so they scheduled an appointment with their own doctor the day after the state semifinal. That doctor evaluated Sean and found that he exhibited, quote, normal cognitive ability. Okay, well, if you're the state and the parents come to you with that and they want their son to play, you would probably have to go, well, we don't think it's right, but okay, we're going to let your son play. And that's what they did. Here's the problem. The doctor has rescinded her own decision and even rescinded it before the final game, accusing the family of hiding salient details about their son's injury at the time of examination. In other words, they went in and lied to the doctor to get the doctor to sign the piece of paper to allow Sean to play. Now, again, I understand parents who love their kids and want their kids to play, particularly when it comes to sports in a championship event. That's a heartbreaking decision to have to tell your kid you've gotten this far, but you can't go any further. But don't you think that's irresponsible?
Well, yeah. It reminds me of the people. You know what? When you talk about something like that, it sounds the same thing as about, I don't want to vaccinate my kid. You know, you do. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's parents.
You don't believe the science.
You don't believe the science. There you go.
Now, here's the other part of this. Same day I read that story, I read a story about Antoine Randle L. Remember him? He played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was a wide receiver for them, retired from the league in 2010.
Okay.
He was a great wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's a story in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, an interview with him. where they asked him about concussions and the toll that football has taken on his body. And they said, if you could go back in time, would you still play football? And he immediately said, no, absolutely not. I would play baseball. Quote, don't get me wrong, I love the game of football, but right now I'm 36 years old. If I played baseball, I could still be playing baseball at 36. But after what happened to me in football, there's no way I can do that. He has difficulty walking downstairs. He's starting to forget things. This is all the same concussion thing that we've heard about in the last few years, about chronic traumatic encephalopathy, that thing that Dr. Bennett Omalu, who Will Smith plays in Concussion,
yes,
found in the heads of Mike Webster and the other football players he examined in their autopsies. And you're 36 years old. You should not be having mental health issues like this coming on because of the pounding that you took in the game. He says he often has to ask his wife the same question multiple times. He tries to chalk it up as he's a busy guy and he's doing a lot. But he says, I think I'm going to have these issues for a very, very long time. And when asked about whether he would let kids, his kids, play in that, he said, absolutely not. The kids are getting bigger and faster. The concussions, the severe spinal cord injuries, they're only going to get worse. It's a tough pill to swallow because I love the game of football. But I tell parents, you can have the right helmet, you can have the perfect pads on, and you can still end up with a paraplegic kid. It is a physically violent game. You got to think of it as football players being in a car wreck every week. I would not do that to my children. I wish I hadn't done it to myself. I think that's very, very telling. He also says, and here's the thing that a lot of people are starting to think, I wouldn't be surprised if football is not around in 20 or 25 years.
Mm.
Now, I don't think that that is going to happen. But I could see if you gave it a longer time frame, if you said 50 or 60 years, I think that there's a possibility that you'll have a lot of parents in this country, particularly moms, who often are the ones who have to make this decision, who, when faced with that decision of allowing their child to even start playing tackle football, are going to say, you know what? I've just heard too many bad things about this. I've seen the science on this, and I've heard about the players who killed themselves, or here's a 36-year-old guy who started to have memory issues. At that age, come on, you're still in the prime years of your young life. So I think that's going to continue to be a major issue going forward. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phones, star KTRS. Does Delbert want to talk about this?
Yeah, he does.
All right, hi, Delbert, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul, I guess just playing devil's advocate a little bit. I guess what I should say is I agree with your assessment, but I also have to say if these folks, parents or players or whatever the situation may be, they understand the consequences of their actions and their idea to play or not play. And so I think maybe should we as a public be telling these folks, no, I don't think it's a good idea for you to play, and here's why, or should we just stand back and go, listen, we know smoking cigarettes is bad, but we sure have a lot of folks smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, but we tell people don't smoke cigarettes.
No, and I understand that. I understand that, but still people make that decision to light up. And so I guess what I'm trying to hopefully to do is connect, saying, well, these folks don't understand the situation with the concussions, et cetera, yet they still decide to play.
Do you think the parents of that kid in New Mexico were thinking long term?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, those kids in New Mexico, those parents should be arrested for child endangerment.
Well, I don't know that you can go that far, but now that we know that the doctor rescinded her recommendation, why she gave the recommendation in the first place, it was obviously based on faulty information that she was given by the parents. But to me, that might be the parents trying to live through their child, you know, for the moment of glory of the state title game, and recognizing that, you know, he's worked his entire scholastic career to try to get to that point where he can get into the state title game. And I understand how incredibly frustrating that would have to be to not let him go in there. But if this were not the brain we were talking about, if this were his leg that were broken, nobody would think twice about saying, sit down, you're not playing.
No, no question. No question. And again, I think that, you know, the devil's advocate side of me would say, well, I understand that, but, you know, taking this opportunity away from this the student, you know, I mean, you have the compelling argument, you surely do, but I don't know. I don't know if we should be in the game. I realize not recognizing this person from New Mexico, but, you know, adults who are making these decisions, I think, I don't know if we should be making these decisions, you know, for them.
But I think, in many cases, Delbert, you need to have an objective outside person making the decision, because the other person is wrapped up in the emotion and the excitement of playing the game. That's why the NFL now has the concussion protocol, where they don't ask the player, you okay, you want to go back in? They say, you know what, you're not going to go back in. You're going to sit down over here, and we're going to check you out, because that's the most important thing.
Yeah, no question. And like I said, you make a very compelling argument. You know, and I mean, I'm on your side. I absolutely agree with you, but I don't know. There's part of me that says, well, wait a minute. So that's all I had to say.
All right. I'm glad you called, Delbert. Thanks. Here's William on the Big 550. Hello.
Well, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Number one, I'm 66 years old. And I remember being a young boy down in the village in St. Louis. And they had a big 12-foot sliding board. And I was like maybe four, you know, with diapers or whatever on, but I wanted to hang out with the big kids, and I went on a sliding board, and everybody cheered. And then for some reason, being 4 years old, I said, that was great going down straight. And I turned my head to the left to look as I slid down, not knowing that was a third of my body weight, my head. And I watched asphalt look like Mars and planets before God said, put your tongue in your mouth, and I hit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I would call a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Later on in life, I was beaten and hit in the head by, let's just say, police.
Okay.
Now, my point is this. The same things you're talking about that we allow our kids to do in sports, you know, and it's like the helmet-to-helmet thing. That bang,
mm-hmm.
I also suffer. And I've had jobs where I had to remember things, but sometimes I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand why not.
Yep.
And as I thought back in life, I said, how many times have your head been really hit hard?
Mm-hmm.
And your brain shakes.
Yep.
The same way with young parents that don't understand why a kid's crying and shake them and the kid is dead.
Mm-hmm.
The brain is very delicate. The blood vessels and everything that runs through our bodies, all these are delicate. Now, all I can say on this one, the way to make football last forever is make it flag.
Take the tackling out of it?
You heard me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you something that I experienced in like 1953.
Mm-hmm.
A 12-high silver sliding board with asphalt. Not sawdust, not rubber.
Yeah, which, by the way, doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Yeah, well,
I'm not quite as old as you, but a decade later, I was still playing on playgrounds that had, you know, that long slide and asphalt mm-hmm. there. And
yeah, that's not a good broken arms.
Yep.
Whatever, but my head went. But yep. God and the angel sent me a message. Put your tongue in your mouth. It's going to cut it off. Now, I can't make that up.
No. I'm glad that your tongue didn't get cut off so that you could call me here today, William. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Here's Steve on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. I like the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I hear your discussion about the concussions in football, but what about boxing, where the idea is to cause a concussion?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not the number of people that play football, but still, why do we still have professional boxing?
I have no idea. And it's not just professional boxing, which, by the way, has been supplanted now by MMA, where you're not just getting punched in the head, you could be getting kicked in the head. And I don't know anything about the sport of MMA, but I would bet you that there is no such thing as a concussion protocol in a sport where they put a cage around the ring and say, go ahead, kill each other.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
And Tim's the big hockey guy in the room.
Yeah.
Why are there still fighting in hockey?
That,
I don't understand that one.
That is an interesting thing that you just said. I just saw a post today about two minor league hockey teams. One was for the Calgary Flames, and I think the other one might have been the Flyers. And two guys got in a fight, And after about 6 or 7 seconds, a punch came in and knocked the guy out cold, and they had to take him off on a stretcher.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They don't usually get. I don't know. I don't know, Josh. Why I like it, you know, because it's an enforcing thing.
You like the fighting in the game?
I don't necessarily. Yeah, I do.
I think a lot of hockey fans do. Because they go, certainly the crowd certainly goes crazy.
But I don't think the fighting is like what Steve's saying in there. I mean, yeah, in the case last night or the video I saw, it gets to the point where you knock somebody out. But I don't think these hockey fights really land the blows like a boxer or anything like that. It's more, you know, break your nose or get a cut on your face or something.
I'm glad you called, Steve. Is fighting allowed in youth hockey?
It
can't be.
I would think not.
They got to break that up away, right?
No, it's not allowed.
But if you're in high school and you're playing football, every one of those hits to your head is, you know, something that you're going to feel, I was going to say 30 or 40 years later, but look at Antoine Randle L., 36 years old, already starting to lose his memory and can barely walk up the stairs.
Yeah. What did William say about flag football?
Yeah,
professional flag football, two touch. I saw an article that said you want to stop big hits, take the helmets off and let them play without helmets.
Go back to the original days when they used to wear
anybody dropping their head.
Go back to those thin leather helmets that they used to wear, which was like wearing nothing. Yeah. Hey, Mom, do we have any Saran wrap? I'm going to play football. I want to put it on my head.
Oh, this? That's just for show.
And let me tell you something about the fights in hockey. And you'll get these people that call in on sports shows, or you hear them talk and they say, you know, that the sport is, you know, the fighting has to get out of it and this and that. You want to see a crowd get riled up and on their feet, you get it when two guys get together and start.
I know.
They're going to fight. They get on their feet.
That's what I'm talking about. I think that the vast majority of hockey fans want to see a fight.
Yeah. I guess I fall into that category. I'd rather not see the fight, but I do like it that if there's a cheap shot on somebody or that the enforcer comes over and polices and defends his teammate. I'm for that, maybe more the pushing and shoving, but I don't know that I'm into the actual brawl fighting.
I will say, of the four major sports, hockey players seem to me to be the best fighters.
Yes.
Not that the, you know, baseball players, how often do they get, you know, there's a brushback pitch or a guy gets hit by a pitch and he charges the mound and both dugouts clear and there's 50 or 60 people in the middle of the field. Yeah, 49 to 55 of those people are just standing around. They don't want to hit anybody, particularly pitchers. Pitchers don't want to use their pitching hand to hit somebody.
What I never understood is if you are in a baseball game and you want to go fight the pitcher, why are you dropping your bat?
I think that I think you can be ejected if you take the bat out with you.
Well, okay.
Just like in hockey, you can't have the stick in your hand when you start fighting, right? You got to drop your sticks.
You think?
You got to drop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gloves and stick.
Yeah. But Josh is right. Imagine if they had to take their helmets off. Well, hockey players wouldn't stop at that. They think, well, I only have six teeth left. What's the difference?
Well, the other night, it was goalies night. Saturday night was goalies, and they were, they had Grant Fuhr, they had Cujo, and they had one other goalie there. And Glenn Hall, they had a video of him. But the biggest thing, the applaud that they got is when they showed the fight with Cujo and another goalie.
Boy. Yeah.
Tim Chevalier.
Yeah, is that who it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was...
See, I remember that. Because when you see two goalies...
Because that's what you remember.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think it's very generous of the Blues to have a promotion where all fans 16 and older get to take a goalie home with them. That probably brought in a big crowd. I'll take a break, and we'll come back with more. 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS.
Well, there's not much happening on the highways right now. It's just a little bit of volume that's going on southbound 270 down toward Doherty Ferry. Same thing on southbound 170 between Del Mar and Highway 40. They cleared an accident that was on westbound 40 near Boone's Crossing, so everything's running well now. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Get $4 in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner for every cartridge recycled. Minimum purchase of $60 on ink, $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled. Ends January 23rd. See store for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Introducing Pizza Hut's new $5 flavor menu. Any two or more of your favorites are just $5 each. It's Pizza Hut's best deal. Only at Pizza Hut.
Martin Kilcoyne here. Join me Friday, January 22nd on remote at the 26th Annual Cruise Expo. It's St. Louis' largest cruise show with 16 top cruise lines represented. It's going on all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January 22nd through the 24th at West County Center, 270 in Manchester. Enter to win a Royal Caribbean cruise for two. Make sure and come see us on Friday, January 22nd. Brentwood Travel, one-stop shopping with incredible values. Find them online at brentwoodtravel.com.
Tired of spending a fortune for razor blades and using that same razor blade over and over again because you know how much it's going to cost to buy new ones? I have a solution for you. Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors are shipped straight from the factory, so they cut out all the middlemen, so you get better razors, better shaves at a much better price. Harry's.com is where you want to go to find out more. The razor blades and the razors are sent straight from the factory. The starter set costs $15. That's 1 month of shaving for $15. 1 month of shaving for $15. You get a razor, you get extra blades, a travel cover, and shaving cream for $15 a month. But wait, there's more. Use the promo code KTRS. They'll knock $5 off of that price. So it's just $10 for 1 month of shaving. And it's free shipping. Free shipping, $10 for 1 month of the best shaving experience you will ever have. Go to Harry's.com. That's Harry's.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-1902. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-1902. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-1902. 1-800-400-1902.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now. 1-800-500-0409. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-0409. That's 1-800-500-0409. 1-800-500-0409.
Attention Class A CDL drivers. Business is booming and Fort Transfer is offering a $6,000 sign-on bonus. Just come on down to the hiring event on Thursday, January 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Best Western Plus, located at 4 Regency Parkway in Pontoon Beach, Illinois. And find out why Fort Transfer is the best-kept secret in transportation. Talk to a recruiter about dedicated regional opportunities available for you. Fort Transfer is a family-owned company that offers a fun and friendly environment. So come work for a company that appreciates their drivers and offers excellent pay. If you have a Class A CDL license and 1 year experience, then come down to the hiring event January 21st at the Best Western Plus, located at 4 Regency Parkway in Pontoon Beach, Illinois. Remember, Fort Transfer is offering a $6,000 sign-on bonus. Can't make the job fair? Give us a call at 855-418-0227. Again, that number is 855-418-0227. Fort Transfer, the driving force for a safer environment.
Nick Scalfano here from Furniture Marketplace USA. My family and I invite you to our four-year-old furniture store in Fenton. We are all about selling affordable USA-made furniture. In fact, over 95% of our showroom is American-made. You'll find USA brands like Serta, Broyhill, Von Bassett, also Solid Woods, Amish Built, and some Missouri-made furniture that's some of the best I've seen in my 40 years in this business. Good quality, USA-made, that's affordable, that's us. Furniture Marketplace, online at yourfurnituremarketplace.com.
Winter time and the... No, wait, that's the summertime. So we need a... We got plenty of winter songs. Winter Wonderland. It's not a Christmas song. It's just a winter song. There ought to be more songs about winter. Because for as wonderful as summer is in the good old summertime, you know, summer love. Boy, there ought to be a lot of miserable songs about winter. I know there are people that like winter and like ice. And I'm not one of them. I want heat. And I have heat. And I can depend on my heat. You know why? Because I know the name Matheny. And you should know it, too. Matheny Heating and Cooling. You should know it in the winter, summer, spring, and fall. Granted, not quite the panic sets in when the system goes out in the spring or fall as the summer or winter. But you have to, why worry about that at all? Why ever have a crisis or a panic? Just have it maintained. Have somebody check on it. It's no different than the doctor taking a look at you going, hey, everything looks good. Matheny can do that. It doesn't matter what type, size, make, model. It doesn't matter. They'll take care of it. They'll work on it. And when replacement time comes, nobody better to replace that system than Matheny. If you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, any part of either county, they'd be more than happy and would love to take care of you and have you become a Matheny customer. 74 years in business. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
I see what you did there. We're talking about concussions. That led to a discussion of fighting in sports. You go with the Elton John.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, and I just want credit for talking it up. Today's National DJ Day. Did you know that, Tim?
Yeah,
you were a DJ once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
What are DJs?
That's one of the days when we had discs and we jockeyed them.
Yes.
It wasn't all digital like you and you. Your generation of kids today, Josh.
Yeah. Right.
Tim, do you still drive around and talk up songs in the car?
No. I listen to talk radio now all the time.
Oh, I still do. I talk up the intro music.
Yeah, you try to hit the post?
I just did on Elton John.
Yeah.
It's just embedded. I breaded and fried my brain from too many years in radio. As I prove here on a regular basis. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Greg, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, Paul. Hey, you know, I don't mean to be insensitive about the subject here, but, you know, I bet you can argue that maybe, you know, well, tens of thousands of people probably play football every year, you know, from the Pee Wee Leagues all the way up to the pros.
Yep.
And they've been doing like this for, the 70 years or something like that.
Yep.
And I don't know. I mean, recently and lately, we've heard about the Junior Seau and the Dave Grossons. You know, they killed themselves. You know what I mean? And
yep.
Now we got the one guy. The one guy we just talked about. You know, but what about, you know, the guys that are doing okay? They don't appear to have any problems. The guys on the sports shows. I mean, what do they have to say about it?
Yeah, but that's like saying, you know, all those years that we didn't know that asbestos could kill you. We had people who were living in apartments with asbestos, and they didn't seem to die. The answer is they did die. And those players who were getting these problems in their heads before we had a diagnosis for it. That was still going on and was going on for generations.
Well, that may be true, but okay, you know, high school, I mean, a lot of people played high school football and, you know, even less played maybe college football and nobody, you know, most people don't make it to the pros. I mean, do you have to make it to the pros to have concussions?
No. No, I would bet you that there are a lot of people who never make it to the NFL, who do play high school and maybe college football, but not necessarily even that, who still suffer so many repeated concussions on the field that when they get their problems to football.
I mean, they
may not know. We've only really known that this was a direct link for less than a decade now.
Okay, say today, let's say you're 28 years old and you played high school football or college football or PB football.
Yep.
And let's say, I mean, where are those people who had these, who are having these problems? I mean, everybody knows about it, that it can exist, I guess, but I mean, where are these people? I mean, we know about these extreme cases, but where are the people who are having
Well, first problems? Of all, it's probably not a lot of 28-year-olds. There's probably a lot more 48, 58, and 68-year-olds.
Well, this football player, he's 36 years old. I mean, that's
yeah,
nuts,
but,
right?
But to answer your question, where are those people? They're all over the country. You just don't know their names because their stories don't get reported because they
honestly,
weren't famous.
Last thing for me, I think it's maybe, I mean, until we get more research and more information, I think it's a bit of hysteria going on. I really do believe that. In my opinion, because too many people play football, and you just, like you, well, look, you just don't hear about it. I mean, you're correct in that, but I just don't know. I've never played football, you know, with equipment, of course, but I just don't know.
Would you let your kid play football?
I would. Yes, I would.
Would you be concerned about this at all?
No. Quite honestly, no.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's irresponsible. I just wouldn't.
I don't think it's irresponsible. I think it's naive. I think it's like saying, how could we possibly be having the earth warming up? There's snow on the ground. Same kind of denial.
But playing... Okay. Well, hey. Okay.
And by the way, it's not true that every single person who plays football is going to have problems with concussions. But a large number of them are.
The what?
I said a large number, a large percentage of them are going to have a problem with that, and that is something that we're just now starting to talk about, is just now starting to realize in the last few years.
Well, and also look at a lot of the professional football players that they're asking, would you let your kid play football? And they're saying no. Not on your life.
LeBron James said, I mean, he's not a football player, he's a basketball player, he said absolutely not, I would not let my kid play football.
Right.
Not tackle football.
Yeah,
well, I tell you what, this is the last thing for, well, okay, those people won't let their kids play, but you know what, hey, you go to any football game, high school football. I mean, hey, man, people are playing football, a lot of people.
Yep, but the question I think now is, and I think this is a real question that's at the heart of this, and it goes to what Antoine Randall-L, the former Steeler, said, is how is it going to be in 20 or 25 years? You don't see the end of football go from a Tuesday to a Wednesday. You see it go from 2016 to 2046. And that's how we're going to have to measure this going forward. I'm glad you called, Greg. I got to go on to Mike. You're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, Paul. First thing I want to say is my wife and I's favorite KTRS time is when you're filling in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
This is an old joke, but I think it's appropriate for this conversation.
Okay. I don't have a shotgun because I don't know every joke in the world like Frank does. But go ahead.
I went to the fight the other night and a hockey game broke out.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
That was it?
That was a long time to wait for that. Don, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I got a comment about these football players with the head concussions and stuff.
Yeah.
And they can take their millions and quit. You know, it, when you look at factory workers and a lot of these people with dangerous jobs all over the planet, you know, they don't have millions, and sometimes they're forced to quit because their job gets, you know, they sustain an injury or things get, you know, to where they can't perform their job anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think of the average coal miner.
Just suck up and deal with it and quit.
Absolutely.
You know, so these football players everybody needs to quit pandering to them and quit babying them and say, you know what, I know you got an injury, then take your multi-millions and walk away.
Yep, but I also think you got to have a league and parents as well. That's the reason I started this, because I was talking about a high school kid whose parents said, you know what, he doesn't have a concussion. We know better than the doctors do. That's where the discussion needs to be. But you're absolutely right. In fact, I talked about the walk away thing with Sam Bradford just you know, before he was traded to the Eagles. I was saying, why would this guy ever play another down? Take the millions of dollars you've got and don't let your head be pounded into the turf ever again.
Exactly, and they're fortunate and blessed enough to have that opportunity to have millions to be able to walk away, unlike many other Americans who, you know,
absolutely,
you just go and live in poverty because you can't do your job anymore.
You're absolutely right, and that's a great perspective to end on, Don. I'm glad you called. Thanks. We're back after this.
Meet me.
And this is Tim checking the roads.
All right, this traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. Radio.com. Well, not much happening on the roads right now. We do have heavier traffic downtown, eastbound 40 from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Getting busy in North County between Lindbergh and Highway 170 on eastbound 270. And this traffic report is also brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Sterco can add to the character of your home, go to Sterco.net. Sterco.net.
Hi, it's Frank. Sometimes I think that in the almost 24 years, I think it is, that American Equity has been part of the show, sometimes I think that we just keep saying the same thing. But you know what? They really do a couple of things. They don't do everything. They're not in the appliance business. They can't. They're in the lending business. They loan you money. So hopefully what will happen is, after you hear what sometimes maybe seems to be the same message over and over and over, it'll sink in. And then one day when you need a mortgage, you'll know who to call, American Equity Mortgage, and you'll know the number, 314-878-9999. Or maybe one day, let's say you're already a homeowner, and then one day you realize you need some money you don't have. You need to borrow money. And there are a lot of people who are more than happy to loan you money. You ever notice that? All these lending places and bring us your paycheck and your car title and whatever. Forget that. A lot of places will loan you money. But the people who are usually quickest to do it are the ones who want to hold you up, rob you, want to charge you a hellacious interest. If you're a homeowner, you do not have to do that. You can borrow money the smart way at today's ridiculous low mortgage rates. American Equity will walk you through it.